our God is all in all. His children cannot fear. See baseless evil fall. God is here. Our God is all in space. No subtle error creeps. We see truth's glowing face. And love that never sleeps.
Welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. The topic of today's healing message is evil? No, good only. I will be reading from the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. Miscellaneous Writings and Miscellany. The 91st Psalm. Assurance of God's Protection. You who live in the shelter of the Most High, who abide in the shadow of the Almighty, will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and a buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, or the arrow that flieth by day, or the pestilence that stalks in darkness, or the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord your refuge, the Most High your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, no scourge come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot. God's answer. Those who love me, I will deliver. I will protect those who know my name. When they call to me, I will answer them. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue them and honor them. With long life, I will satisfy them and show them my salvation. And Science and Health by Mary Baker Eddy. Glossary. Angels. God's thoughts passing to man. Spiritual intuitions, pure and perfect. The inspiration of goodness, purity, and immortality. Counteracting all evil, sensuality, and mortality. Miscellaneous writings. Christian theism. Scholastic theology elaborates the proposition that evil is a factor of good, and that to believe in the reality of evil is essential to a rounded sense of the existence of good. This frail hypothesis is founded upon the basis of material and mortal evidence, only upon what the shifting mortal senses confirm and frail human reason accepts. The science of soul reverses this proposition, overturns the testimony of the five erring senses, and reveals in clearer divinity the existence of good only, that is, of God and His idea. This postulate of divine science only needs to be conceded to afford opportunity for proof of its correctness and the clearer discernment of good. Seek the Anglo-Saxon term for God, and you will find it to be good. Then, define good as God, and you will find that good is omnipotence, has all power, it fills all space, being omnipresent. Hence, there's neither place nor power left for evil. Divest your thought, then, of the mortal and material view which contradicts the ever-present and all-power of good. Take in only the immortal facts which include these, and where will you see or feel evil, or find its existence necessary, either to the origin or ultimate of good? It is urged that from his original state of perfection, man has fallen into the imperfection that requires evil through which to develop good. Were we to admit this vague proposition, the science of man could never be learned. For in order to learn science, we begin with the correct statement, with harmony and its principle. And if man has lost his principle and its harmony from evidences before him, he is incapable of knowing the facts of existence and its concomitants. Therefore, to him, evil is as real and eternal as good God. This awful deception is evil's umpire and empire, that good God, understood, forcibly destroys. What appears to mortals from their standpoint to be the necessity for evil is proven by the law of opposites to be without necessity. Good is the primitive principle of man, and evil's good's opposite has no principle and is not and cannot be the derivative of good. Thus, evil is neither a primitive nor a derivative, but is suppositional. In other words, a lie that is incapable of proof, therefore wholly problematical. The science of truth annihilates error, deprives evil of all power, and thereby destroys all error, sin, sickness, disease, and death. But the sinner is not sheltered from suffering from sin. He makes a great reality of evil, identifies himself with it, fancies he finds pleasure in it, and will reap what he sows. Hence, the sinner must endure the effects of his delusion until he awakes from it. And miscellany, the letter written to White Mountain Church. Excerpts. The prosperity of Zion is very precious in the sight of divine love, holding unwearied watch over a world. Isaiah said, "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that saith unto Zion, Thy God reigneth." Surely, the Word, that is God, must at some time find utterance and acceptance throughout the earth. For he that soweth shall reap. To such as have waited patiently for the appearing of truth, the day dawns and the harvest bells are ringing. The peace of love is published, and the sword of the Spirit is drawn, nor will it be sheathed till truth shall reign triumphant over all the earth. Truth, life, and love are formidable wherever thought, felt, spoken, or written, or the wayside, or in our homes. They are the victors never to be vanquished. Love is the generic term for God. Love formed this Trinity, truth, life, love, the Trinity. No man can sunder. Life is the spontaneity of love, inseparable from love. And life is the lamb which slain from the foundation of the world, even that which was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. For life is Christ, and Christ, as aforetime, heals the sick, saves the sinner, and destroys the last enemy, death. An admonition and counsel, what our leader says. Beloved Christian Scientists, keep your mind so filled with truth and love that sin, disease, and death cannot enter them. It is plain that nothing can be added to the mind already full. There's no door through which evil can enter, and no space for evil to fill in a mind filled with goodness. Good thoughts are an impervious armor. Clad therewith, you are completely shielded from the attacks of error of every sort. And not only yourselves are safe, but all who whom your thoughts rest upon are thereby benefited. The self-seeking pride of the evil thinker injures him when he would harm others. Goodness involuntarily resists evil. The evil thinker is the proud talker and doer. The right thinker abides under the shadow of the Almighty. His thoughts can only reflect peace, goodwill towards men, health, and holiness. This concludes the healing message and the publicly recorded portion of the meeting. Now, we'll begin the meditation and prayer portion of the meeting by listening to In This Very Room.
Quite enough love for all of us, and in this very room, there's quite enough joy for all of us, and there's quite enough hope, and quite enough
together in silence for a few moments, then join together in praying aloud the Lord's Prayer. This will be followed by a musical interpretation of the Lord's Prayer. And together, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For thine.